Hello everyone and welcome to my talk about unifying infrastructure and application delivery using Captain here at the FOSDEM CI/CD Dev Room. My name is Thomas Schütz, I'm Principal Cloud Engineer at Dynatrace and a Captain Maintainer. Furthermore, I'm Tech Lead at the CNCF Tech App Delivery, co-author of the CNCF Operator White Paper and a lecturer for Security, Microservices and Infrastructure as Code at a local University of Applied Sciences in Austria. Today we're going to talk about broken deployments, in the past but also today. To get a solid unified deployment approach, we'll need a solid relationship between platform operations and application development. Furthermore, we will discuss an approach on how to reduce the possibility of breaking deployments today, and we will take a closer look on what Captain is and how it can help you dealing with such problems. Last but not least, I'll wrap this up and give you some more information about this topic and how to dive deeper into the Captain world. So, when we designed new systems, ops people ordered servers, mounted them in racks and did some initial configuration, as in NTP, SSH, monitoring, but also installed the runtime environment for developers. When this was done, application developers deployed the application and adapted it when they found changes. Sometimes infrastructure changes were needed on the environment, and after some iterations, the applications worked perfectly fine and everyone wanted to get this to the next stage. So ops people or application developers installed the application there, and it was not really unusual that this didn't work as intended. So what went wrong? The infrastructure changes we made were not introduced in the next environment, and therefore the application was not working properly. So, these were ancient times, and nowadays we got some new things as GitOps, infrastructures, code, cloud infrastructures, and Kubernetes. We might think that all of this has changed and we are not facing these issues anymore. So, let's take a look on it. When applications are developed, new environments are created either sequentially or in parallel. After that, application infrastructure such as ingress controllers, storage classes, and load balancers are configured, and at some point in time, development teams are able to deploy their applications. During development, they find out that they may need additional storage classes, for instance NFS, which is created, and afterwards the service will be deployed. After some time, a more stable environment will be needed for that application,